Come on, honey, get up. Time to go.
Go? Oh, but it's so early. And it's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like an extra 15% off all diamond jewelry, already 60% off. And an extra 10% off all dress and casual shoes and boots, already 20 to 50% off. Save 50% on select Mrs. Classic sportswear and find great brands of bras for just $14.99. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, opposition for 9/11 Commission bill. House Republicans combining the bill to implement the September 11th Commission recommendations with more controversial anti-terror measures. House and Senate Democrats are opposing the plan even before it's introduced because it includes provisions on the treatment of terrorist suspects, illegal immigration, and identity theft that go beyond what the September 11th commissioners asked for. Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle says, quote, if we're going to maintain bipartisan spirit, provisions like these could be extraordinarily counterproductive. House Republican leaders are planning next week to start working on the bill addressing the September 11th commission complaint that the nation's 15 intelligence agencies didn't work together before the September 11th attacks. The commission calling on Congress to create a National Intelligence Director and Counterterrorism Center to coordinate intelligence, as well as to set national standards for driver's licenses, other identification, improve no-fly and other terror watch lists, and use biometric identifiers to screen travelers at ports and borders. Several groups complaining many of those provisions similar to the rumored expansion of the USA Patriot Act, which leaked out to the public last year but was never introduced in Congress. The Bush administration today says it will provide U.S. refineries with limited quantities of crude oil from the nation's emergency stockpile to help offset supply distributions along the Gulf Coast from Hurricane Ivan. That move could help ease soaring gas prices at the pump, and it does carry political implications less than 6 weeks from the election. The oil to be provided with the understanding that a like amount of crude oil plus a bonus will be returned to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve once supply conditions return to normal. Democrat John Kerry long urged Bush to use the reserve to ease oil costs. Bush in the past resisted doing so. Bush criticized President Clinton for tapping into the oil reserve in 2000, saying it was to help Al Gore. The oil would be in the form of a loan or swap. Mr. Bush today saying the U.S. can't cut and run in Iraq. President Bush warning if the U.S. bails out of the fight there, insurgents could plan attacks in the U.S. and elsewhere. Standing alongside Iraq's interim prime minister to the White House, Bush also said he expects violence in Iraq to increase as elections in January get closer. Interim leader Iyad Alawi saying Iraq does not need more foreign troops. Only yesterday, the commander of U.S. troops in the region, General John Avezade, said it's possible more U.S. troops would be needed for Iraq. And John Kerry says Iraq's visiting leader trying to put the best face on the situation in his country, saying things are more secure. Kerry says Alawi is contradicting himself, since he says Alawi just recently spoke about more terrorists entering Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the flower gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Step up and get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today. And be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
A sneak peek inside the Kerry debate camp. I'm Marty Kaplan. This weekend on So What Else Is News, you'll hear from the folks whispering in Kerry's ear. Plus, find out why Anheuser-Busch is the king of debates. And the king of indecency, John Waters, reveals what a double D cup really measures.
Breast politics.
It's all this weekend on So What Else Is News.
Marty Kaplan on Air America Radio.
Good evening, truth seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. We'd like to welcome listeners in Phoenix, Arizona, who now are listening to us on the Electric Radio station out there managed by a good friend of ours, Bob Christie. And it's good to be in the Phoenix area. The station, the markets, that's what they refer to at radio, the markets that are yielding to Air America Radio are just one after another, becoming legion. Phoenix is the newest. Welcome to Air America Radio, folks. And I guess we've been on all day today in Phoenix. Is that right? Yeah, okay. I hope this program doesn't freak you out. I really do. I hope folks in Phoenix can handle the Malloy Show. I think you can. In the studio tonight, getting ready, doing the pre-show prep. We had CNN on in the background, and Paul Azan's program was on. And George W. Bush has been declared the winner of the election by CNN. It's official now. Bush, what did Paul have up there? Bush with 301 electoral votes. I think Kerry had 230, 240. You only need 270 to win. So that's it. It's a done deal. Da 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 da. CNN has declared George W. Bush the winner. What's the date today? Is this what's this? The 23rd, Kathy? I believe it's the 23rd of September. Well, let's somebody notify Kerry and let's all go home. All right, okay. See you later. Goodbye.
Man.
Paula Zahn, who should know better? I just love this liberal media. Don't you folks? Huh? Don't you love the liberal media that the freaks at Fox News Channel and the baby Jesus Sean Hannity and the pig man Rush Limbaugh always talking about? Huh? There it was. George Bush, the winner! A couple emails from last night. Last night we were talking about Rumsfeld made a lot of money with the French company ABB from the sale of nuclear equipment to North Korea. And Peter in Providence wrote in and said, no, 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 no. ABB, which paid Rummy such a lot of money, is a Swiss company, not a French company. Don't malign the frogs like that, Peter writes. All right, Peter, thank you. We strive for 100% accuracy, and we never make it, ever. That's why I love this audience. You folks correct us on factual stuff, right? From Bob in Oakdale, Minnesota. Micah, share your hatred of Bush and his cohorts. We need to address the whole question of empire. The usual liberal critics complain that there was not a clear exit strategy from Iraq. Well, guess what? There was never any intention of leaving. Good point, Bob. He goes on to say, we have 700 bases in 130 countries. According to the 2003 fiscal report by the Pentagon, we currently have 16 bases in the Gulf region. We are now establishing 4 more permanent bases in Iraq. Empire. Repeat after me. Empire. And then Bob asks, when did the empire begin and the republic end? Remember the old adage of empire and aristocracy. Give the voters only the information they can handle to support our plans for them. Please keep battling to get the information out. We need to dump these, quote, bastards, close quote. There is no fourth estate, Bob writes, other than Air America. Well, thanks, Bob. You know, he makes a point of so obvious. It's the key object hidden in plain sight. There's no exit strategy because none was intended. Ever. Good point. Another email here from John, who was with the 161st Infantry, I believe. He was in Vietnam January through December 1970. Mike, I'm an infantry combat veteran and am a vocal Kerry supporter. Recently, I went to the Vietnam Veterans Against John Kerry website, tried to post the following. I was thrown off the site. Here's what I tried to post. From the safety of the Roosevelt Room in the White House, macho man, tough guy George W. Bush on July 2, 2003 challenged Iraqi insurgents to bring them on. Up to that date, 208 young American servicemen and women had died in Iraq. Since then, as of September 22nd this year, 834 more American military troops have died. He wasn't allowed to post that on the Vietnam Veterans Against John Kerry. Well, of course not. Of course not, John. He goes on to say, Mike, every time our troops get killed or someone is beheaded, make the connection between that tragedy and that the Iraqi fighters are simply bringing it on like the moron Bush requested. For example, John writes, 3 Marines killed in action equal Iraqi fighters bringing it on like the moron Bush requested. A contractor beheaded equal Iraqi fighters bringing it on like the moron Bush requested. A car bomb explodes in a marketplace killing scores of women and children equals Iraqi fighters bringing it on like the moron Bush requested, etc., 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 equals Iraqi fighters bringing it on like the moron Bush requested. There will be daily opportunities, Mike, to make this connection. John. Wow. Yeah. And I think this is the last one. Is this the last one from Sun City, California? Harry writes in, I listen to Air America every day, all day. I do not call any of the shows because I'm not too articulate. I'm reasonably intelligent, but cannot say what I think. And anyway, the reason I'm writing is that David Korn has an article in The Nation stating the October surprise will be Cheney stepping down as VP and will be replaced by McCain. None of the shows today, Harry writes, made any mention of this article, and I'm at a loss to know why. Since McCain started campaigning and kissing up to Bush in the last couple of months, it has always puzzled me as to why he would do this, especially after how Bush trashed him and his family in the 2000 campaign. I came to the conclusion, Harry writes, that he would probably replace Cheney and thought it could happen during the convention. And now David Corn is saying the same thing. And don't you think it's possible that this could happen? They could use Cheney's bad health as an excuse. By the way, Harry writes, I heard on Unfiltered this morning that he had canceled a campaign stop where I don't remember. He's carrying a lot of baggage with the Halliburton excesses and scandals, and I guess Karl Rove thinks it's a good time to get rid of him. At the same time, it might help Bush get another term. What do you think? Harry in Sun City, California. Harry, that's a good point. I cannot stay one step ahead of Karl Rove. I can't even stay even with him. Karl Rove is an evil, evil, perverted man. And I appreciate the fact that you can monitor him and keep track of this stuff. And yes, I missed David Corn's article, which is unusual because I subscribe to The Nation and I will peruse their website occasionally just to pick up on current stuff that I might be missing. What do I think? I think you and David Corn may be onto something, Harry. That would be a real shocker, wouldn't it? And you know what? If that happens, Bush probably will be president for the next 4 years. And since that is a distinct and clear outcome, an expected and probable outcome of firing Dick Cheney and putting McCain on the ticket at the last minute, since that a probable outcome, an expected outcome would be the theft of another election by George W. Bush, then there's no reason for Karl Rove not to do it. Oh, Harry, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up. Meanwhile, in Republican land, a Travis County grand jury that's in Austin, Texas, has returned 32 indictments. In the 2002 Republican fundraising scandal in Texas, alleging felony election code violations against a top aide to Tom DeLay. Also against the head of a political group DeLay founded, and 8 corporations that provided money for their scummy, filthy, illegal activities. Who was involved? Companies involved? Sears, Westar Energy, Cracker Barrel, Bacardi. Oh, my God. A little bit more on this right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Can you wag? Can you wag the dog? Wag the dog. Can you wag the dog?
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor? the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Mm-hmm. 21 past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio, and again, welcome to our newest affiliate, KXXT in Phoenix, Arizona, 1010 on the AM dial. Glad to be there. So anyway, back in Texas, this is so typically Republican. Remember, all Republicans, all Republican politicians, and especially all Republican political leaders are thieves, liars, knaves, deceivers, cowards, sneaks. If you can add anything, go ahead. Now a Travis County, that's Austin, Texas, grand jury has returned 32 indictments against people clustered around this degenerate Tom DeLay, who says he is working to bring the kingdom of God, i.e. the kingdom of Christ, into the U.S. Government and onto U.S. soil. That's what he's working for. And I guess that means, you know, it's the old story. If you're going to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. So Tom DeLay, being the fraudulent little rat that he is, has all these people around him and corporations who were strong-armed into contributing, now under indictment. Three people, in addition to the corporations, three people and the corporations accounted for 32 indictments. They are John Colyandro, former executive director of Texans for a Republican Majority. Think about that. That's a group DeLay founded. Warren Robold, a DeLay fundraiser, and Jim Ellis, a top DeLay political aide. Oh, my. Now, of course, you know what Tom DeLay is going to say. Well, I didn't know anything about this. I don't know. I have no idea. Only he doesn't talk that way. He says, I don't know anything about this. I just know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I have no idea what they're talking about. This is political nonsense. an attorney for two of these guys, said the congressman, that would be DeLay, little Antichrist Jr., was cooperating fully with the investigation. But an attorney for some of these accused thugs raised questions about the timing of the indictments. Here it comes, issued just a few weeks before the 2004 election. Here it comes. The attorney said, all these people feel very comfortable that they were not violating the law, that they were following the rules as they understood them. On behalf of Congressman DeLay, we agree. We don't believe that anyone intentionally violated the law. We think this is just a witch hunt. We think it's a witch hunt, and they're just out here trying to thwart the will of the people of the great state of Texas. That's what this is, and you know what? You know what? That Travis County District Attorney over there in Austin, he's a Democrat. Ain't none of my boys committed any felonies or anything of the sort. Hell, we just did what we thought was right. I mean, what's wrong with lying, cheating, sneaking? And you know, some of us are mass killers. Not down here in Texas, but up there in the White House. What's wrong with that? We're doing God's work. We're doing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what Tom says all the time. That's what George says. That's what that old general, several of them old generals up there say. Hell, that's all we're doing. Okay. Fair enough. Maybe you can call on your Lord and Savior as a character witness when you finally go to trial. Can you do that? Huh? Have I mentioned it tonight how much I hate these people? Yow. We will come back to the Tom DeLay story eventually. You know, I'd love to see. And we have Martha Stewart going to jail, and Tom DeLay is still walking around sucking air that a normal person could be breathing. Can you believe that? The bug man. The guy who obviously fried his brain cells with too much of that parathion, right? Do you remember? I've mentioned this before in the movie Blue Velvet. What was the character's name? Frank, the main character? The one played by Dennis Hopper. Remember he had that little mask on all the time? That's Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay was an exterminator working around rats and roaches. Isn't that appropriate? And silverfish and bugs and squirmy things and crawly things and things with way too many legs. Crawling around underneath them houses down there in Texas. They don't have basements in Texas. But they have crawl spaces, and that's where Tom DeLay would get down in there and spray and breathe that stuff. God, give me some more parathion. This stuff gets you high. Woo! Burned out those brain cells. And then, of course, he got elected to Congress, and then he got himself elected Speaker of the House. I know what you're thinking. No, Mike, it's not Tom DeLay. It's Denny Hastert. No, no, Jen Lister. Denny Hastert is Tom DeLay's coffee boy, his cabana boy, his gopher. Denny Hastert has the title, but Denny Hastert is about as much Speaker of the House as I am. It's Tom DeLay. We'll come back to Mr. DeLay later. Cat Stevens, or what's his name, Yusuf Islam, however you want to call him. Neither name is really his. He was born, what was his name when he was born? He was Greek, I believe. Let me see, I got it here. Yeah, he was born Stephen Demeter Georgiou. Swedish mother and a Greek Cypriot father. He changed his name to Cat Stevens when he entered the music world, and then after he converted to Islam, he converted to Yusuf Islam. You know by now, everybody knows. The plane he was on from London to, where was he going? Washington, New York? Or Washington. The plane he and his daughter were flying on a United Airlines flight was diverted 600 miles to Bangor, Maine. American authorities said he was denied entry to the U.S. because his activities could be linked to terrorism. My activities could be linked to terrorism! So could yours! Under the Patriot Act, if you and three of your friends get together in front of a Bush rally and parade with a sign, you are committing terrorism. Do you understand that? Do you understand that, truth seeker? Anyway, Cat Stevens is back in Britain today after his deportation from the country he was born in. Stevens says this whole thing is totally ridiculous. Half of me wants to smile, half of me wants to growl. A spokesman for the Muslim Association of Britain said the United States is shutting down its house, building walls around itself.
Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on here? Why can't we live and live? And out on the air of darkness, there are to be strange. Oh, please take, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Night on the peace train.
This year, I'm hearing two kinds of political humor. Type one is the standard fare of Leno, Letterman, and that crew. Easy, cheap shots that are rooted in media stereotypes. You know, George Bush is a moron, John Kerry is a flip-flopper, that type of joke. These are to humor what Chicken McNuggets are to cuisine. They make us laugh, McNuggets will fill you up, but they also reinforce all that's stupid, shallow, and incurious about our political culture. Empty humor calories. The other kind of humor makes us laugh while cutting towards some deeper truth. Okay, so George Bush is thick as a brick. How does he get away with all this stuff? While Daily Show host Jon Stewart interviewed news guy Wolf Blitzer recently, Stewart, in his funny, unique way, asked Blitzer how the mainstream news corps had been so unskeptical of the Bush pretext for the war with Iraq. And there, in the midst of a comedy show, Blitzer cops to groupthink on the part of the media. You could surf the news channels for weeks and never find that insight into today's politics, but it was there on a comedy show. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Unfiltered.
On the next Unfiltered, it's an outsourcing outrage. We wrestle with the hellfire that is the infection of privatization. Contractors in Iraq, our private eyes are watching you. Not enough work and giant pay makes the military a guilty boy. The Party Machine welcomes Brett Miller of the band The Old 97s on Unfiltered.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Well, bring them on. Since you made that statement, you coward. Yeah, 834 Americans have died because of your statement. Now, I want to play some of the sound bites today from the very quick and stupid press conference that Bush had with Alawi, the appointed American puppet in Iraq, that everybody in Iraq knows is an American puppet, and most Americans should know it, but most Americans don't. Most Americans, I believe at this point, honestly believe, just like they believe, that there were weapons of mass destruction trucked out of Iraq into Syria or some such nonsense. Probably most Americans, all Bush supporters, believe that Alawi was elected, was voted into, some tribal council was put together, right? And then they voted, right? And Alawi was made the prime minister, right? Wrong. All of it wrong. He was appointed by a military occupying army. Us. Ours. But anyway, at the press conference today with Alawi and Bush, you'll notice a couple of things. First, Bush is a walking, talking wind-up doll. You can almost see Rove behind him pulling the string to make Bush spout one of his dozen or so stock phrases about Iraq. We've all heard them until they are gagging. It's pathetic. Iraq is central to the war on terror. We will not yield. It's in our national interest to stay the course. We will complete the mission. Liberating Iraq made America more secure. Free Iraq will send a powerful signal to the Middle East. Yada, 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 yada. And as I play the sound bites for you, I want you to hear how many times he says one of those empty, stupid, little Karl Rovian phrases. Second, there's a new twist to his tired old recycled liners. Anytime Bush is asked by a reporter about the reality of the terrible conditions in Iraq, at this press conference, he just turned and pointed to the so-called prime minister and said something to the effect, well, Alawi lives there and he thinks things are just fine. Which means either Bush is insane or Alawi's insane or both of them are. How can things be fine when people are being kidnapped in your country and beheaded and blown to pieces and death and destruction and war and poverty and sickness and filth and crap and corruption? So, we are to ignore the first-hand reports of all the Iraqis and our press over there and civilians there on the ground and foreign press and various members of the military of several countries and our own national intelligence estimates. They're all lying when they say conditions in Iraq are horrible. If the Prime Minister Alawi and too stupid to be President Bush says things are just fine, well, then it must be true. Here he is, President Bunny Pants, answering a reporter's question. The question, Mr. President, two more Americans have been beheaded. More than 300 Iraqis have been killed in the last week. Fallujah is out of government control. U.S. and Iraqi forces have been unable to bring security to diplomatic and commercial centers of Baghdad. Why haven't U.S. forces been able to capture or kill our Zakawi, who's blamed for the violence? Listen.
How come we haven't found Zarqawi? We're looking for him. He hides. He's got a effective weapon, and that is terror.
God.
I said yesterday that our military cannot be defeated by these thugs. But what they do is behead Americans so they can get on the TV screens.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How come we haven't found Zarqawi? He hides. He's a bad man. He hides. Now, what was it the other day? It was reported that a Bush looks at Americans as though we are 10-year-olds. Why can't we catch him? He hides. Answering the same reporter's question, how we cannot abandon Iraq because we can't wilt. We can't wilt. Here he is again.
But I'm not going to yield.
You're not, are you?
We're not going to abandon the Iraqi people. It's in our interest that we win this battle in the war on terror.
Oh, my God.
See, I think that the Iraq theater is a part of the war on terror. That's what the prime minister said as well. He believes the same thing. He understands what's going on there. After all, he lives there. And I believe that if we wilt, or leave America, security will be much worse off.
If we wilt? U.S. foreign policy, what is this called, the lettuce leaf policy? If we wilt? This is the President of the United States. I believe our policy that has cost the lives of almost 1,100 American servicemen and women and 30,000 Iraqi civilians, I believe our policy is a good one. Next reporter. Mr. President, John Kerry is accusing you of colossal failures of judgment in Iraq and having failed to level with the American people about how tough it is there. How do you respond to him? Now, does Bush answer the question? You tell me. Or is this more of the soundbites programmed by Karl Rove? Listen.
It's hard work in Iraq. Everybody knows that. We see it on our TV.
Oh, my God.
My message is that we will stay the course and stand with these people so that they become free. It's in our national interest we do so.
Yeah.
I believe this is a central part in the war on terror.
Keep going.
I believe that when we succeed in Iraq, that America will
be
more
secure. It's hard work. It's hard work.
It's hard work.
The
American people know that.
American people know that. It's hard work. Was that an answer to the question? It's hard work in Iraq. Everybody knows that. We see it on our TV. We see it on our TV. We have 1,040 dead Americans have come home in boxes to go back to their families and to be interred someplace. And this man stands there and says it's hard work. We know that. We see it on TV. I wouldn't let this guy lead me into a convenience store. Reporter David Gregory, I believe from CNN, asked a tough one and a follow-up when Bush refuses to address the question. First, he says, Mr. President, you say today that the work in Iraq is tough and will remain tough, and yet you travel this country and a central theme of your campaign is that America is safer because of the invasion of Iraq. Can you understand why Americans may not believe you?
No.
No.
Anybody who says that we're safer with Saddam Hussein in power is wrong.
Who said that?
We went into Iraq because Saddam Hussein defied the demands of the free world.
No, he didn't.
We went into Iraq after diplomacy had failed.
No, we didn't.
And we went into Iraq because I understand after September the 11th, we must take threats seriously before they come to hurt us.
What?
And I think it's a preposterous claim to say that America would be better off with Saddam Hussein in power.
Nobody said that, you liar! You brain-dead liar! Nobody said that. The question was, you travel the country saying America is safer because of the invasion of Iraq. Can you understand why Americans don't believe you? Nobody has said America would be better off with Saddam Hussein in power. And what the hell does it have to do with September 11th, George? Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Gregory won't give up. Now he says, sir, may I just follow up here because I don't think you're really answering the question. Oh, my God. The White House press corps is developing a pair? I don't think you're really answering the question. I mean, I think you're responding to Senator Kerry. But there are beheadings regularly. The insurgent violence continues, and there are no weapons of mass destruction. My question is, Mr. President, can you understand that Americans may not believe you when you say that America is actually safer today?
Imagine a world in which Saddam Hussein were still in power.
What?
This is a man who harbored terrorists, Abu Abbas, Abu Nadal.
Oh, my God.
Zarqawi.
Oh, God.
This is a man who was a sworn enemy of the United States of America. This
you
is a man
did business with him!
Used weapons of mass destruction.
Gotten from you!
Going from tyranny to democracy is hard work. But I think the argument that says that Saddam Hussein, if Saddam Hussein were still in power, we'd be better off, is wrong.
Who's saying that?
King.
Sir, I'd like you to...
Who is saying that? You see what he does? It's like, it's just like we said, a string in the back of his empty head that Karl Rove pre-programs to be pulled at the end of every question from a member of the crack White House press corps, where he falls back on the same empty, stupid, nonsensical cliches. So a reporter asked about needing more troops. The reporter says, I'd like to, if you don't mind, Mr. President, follow up on something the Prime Minister just said. If General Abizad says he needs more troops, and the Prime Minister says he does not want more troops, who wins?
Let me talk to General Abizad. As I said, he just came in to see me, and I want to make sure I'm not suggesting any of the reporters here might be taking something out of context. That would never happen in America.
Yes.
But nevertheless, I do want to sit down and talk to him about it. Obviously, we could work this out. I mean, it's in this, if our commanders on the ground feel it's in the interest of the Iraq citizens to provide more troops, we'll talk about it. That's why they're friends. That's what we do about friends.
What? They're friends. Who? Zarqawi? Who? Alawi? General Abizad? Who's friends? I'm not suggesting any reporters here might be taking something out of context. That would never happen in America. What a snotty, condescending comment, huh? But Bush is not in his milieu. He's not in the environment he likes to be in. He's there with a growingly hostile, is that a word? Increasingly hostile White House press corps. And he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He can't stand it.
Where's Uncle Dick? Where? I don't know what to say to these people. Damn.
Think how John Kerry would answer these questions. As a matter of fact, I can tell you how Kerry would answer them, and I might do a little bit later in the program, because he was asked some questions at a campaign stop at a firehouse. Where, Kathy? Someplace. And we'll have that for you in a second. Quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, have I said yet tonight, welcome to the audience in Phoenix? Well, welcome. Beast of the Middle East, beast of Islam. Now don't get us wrong, cause we love America, but that's no reason to get hysterical. They're lighting it north of zero, cause we ain't waffles, we ain't having it. In a world going out of time, the big break. So much violence in the best way. We're going on for the end of the time. We're fighting in a violent way.
Now how many people must get killed? Oil families, pockets to get filled. How many oil families get killed? Not a damn one, so what's the deal? It's time to lead the way.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab personal choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Ten minutes before the hour. Okay, back to this press conference in the Rose Garden today with President Bunny Pants and Prime Minister Alawi. Now a reporter wants to ask about Bush's claim that the intelligence on the terrible situation in Iraq was, in Bush's words, just guessing. Reporter says, sir, I'd like you to answer Senator Kerry and other critics who accuse you of hypocrisy or opportunism when, on the one hand, you put so much stock in the CIA when it said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and now you say it is just guessing when it paints a pessimistic picture of political transition. And again, Bush looks at the prime minister as the final authority on what's really happening in Iraq. It's astonishing.
I was asked about the NIE, which is a National Intelligence Estimate.
Oh.
This is a report that talks about possibilities about what can happen in Iraq, not probabilities. I used an unfortunate word, guess. I should have used estimate. And CIA came and said, this is a possibility, this is a possibility, and this is a possibility. But what's important for the American people to hear is reality. And the reality is right here in the form of the prime minister.
It is? Not the thousands of Iraqis? They're not reality? The ones who are saying to the United States, get the hell out of our country? The ones that are beheading Americans and other invaders? The ones that are blowing up and killing our soldiers? They're not reality? What are they? Mr. Bush? They're all lying? This is what happens when you have, as a commander-in-chief, someone who decided that he would rather be a draft dodger than get involved in the blood, teeth, hair, and eyeballs and entrails and guts and broken bodies splattered all over the pavement when there's a war going on. No, no, not me. I'm George Bush. When it was my turn, see ya, adioski. But your son, your father, your brother, your daughter, your wife, your auntie, your uncle, they can go die for me. They can go die for me. Another reporter asked about Bush's optimistic vision of Iraq. He says, Mr. Bush, you've been accused on the campaign trail in this election year of painting an overly optimistic portrait of the situation on the ground in Iraq. Yesterday in Valley Forge, PA, you said that there was a handful of people who are willing to kill to try to disrupt the process. Isn't that really understating the case, Mr. President? A handful? Particularly when the intelligence reports say hundreds, if not thousands, of fighters are streaming across the border to take up the fight of the insurgency. Well, who's right here, Mr. President?
Look, what we're seeing on our TV screens are the acts of suicide bombers. They're the people who are, that are affecting the nightly news.
Oh, my God.
And they know its effect. I said that the enemy cannot defeat us militarily. What they can do is take acts of violence that try to discourage us and try to discourage the Prime Minister and the people of Iraq.
Our TV screens, what we're seeing on our TV screens, like all of this is just about American television. Is that how removed from reality this man is? Yes, Mike. Yes. Now, Bush continues to answer the question he just answered. Just wanted you to hear how pitiful this is. More empty talk, more mindless rhetoric. Same stale liners he's been programmed to say for months and months. Imagine a Kerry presidency as you listen to this garbage.
It is tough work. Everybody in America knows that. And the fundamental question is, are we going to allow the tough work to cause us to retreat, to waver? And my answer to the American people and the Iraqi people and to the enemy is that we will complete our mission. We will do our duty. We will adjust strategies on the ground depending upon the tactics of the enemy.
Oh, really?
But we're not going to allow the suiciders to drive us out of Iraq.
I love that term, the suiciders. We're going to adjust our strategies depending on the tactics of the enemy? Is that the way we plan wars now, with George W. Bush at the helm? Depending on the tactics of the enemy? I'm not a graduate of the War College, but I have a high school degree. Hey, any veterans out there? Any people in any kind of command and control position? Is that what you do? You base your strategy depending on the tactics of the enemy? Is that what you do? There's no exit strategy regarding exit strategies because no exit is planned. Terry Moran asked about how the Iraqis see us as occupiers, not liberators. He says, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, I'd like to ask about the Iraqi people. Both of you have spoken for them today. But over the past several months, there have been polls conducted by the Coalition Provisional Authority, our guys, by the Oxford Institute, other reputable organizations that have found very strong majorities do not see the United States as a liberator, but as an occupier. Don't the real voices of the Iraqi people themselves contradict the rosy scenarios you're painting here today?
I saw a poll that said the right track, wrong track in Iraq was better than here in America.
What?
It's pretty darn strong. I mean, the people see a better future. Well, talk to the leader. I agree. I'm not the expert on how the Iraqi people think.
You just
want to
kill
them. Because I live in America, which is nice and safe and secure.
Nice and safe
and secure. But I talked to this man.
What?
One reason I'm optimistic about our ability to get the job done is because I talked to the Iraqi Prime Minister.
What good does that do? That's like talking to your hand. What is this? I live in America where it's nice and safe and secure? Wait a minute. Haven't you and your thugs been telling us for a year and a half that things are not nice, not safe, and not secure? To the point that Ted Kennedy and Cat Stevens get thrown off of airplanes. What are you talking about, Bush? I live in America where it's nice and safe and secure. That's not what you've been telling America for the past 2 years, have you? So when were you lying? Were you lying today, George, or have you been lying for 3 years? I saw a poll that said the right track, wrong track in Iraq was better than here in America. He said that. What does that mean? What does that mean? Can you play the first part of that again, Kathy? Just that part. Incredible.
I saw a poll that said the right track, wrong track in Iraq was better than here in America.
What does that mean? And then he snickers. The giggling killer snickers again. What does that mean? Astonishing. Hey, have I said tonight, welcome to AM 1010 in Phoenix, Arizona? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Get up. Time to go.
Go? Oh, but it's so early. And it's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like an extra 15% off all diamond jewelry, already 60% off. And an extra 10% off all dress and casual shoes and boots, already 20 to 50% off. Save 50% on select Mrs. Classic sportswear and find great brands of bras for just $14.99. Fit your wallet, schedule, style.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush clarifications. President Bush backtracking on a couple of his statements this week about Iraq, calling one of them an unfortunate word choice. The president admits he probably should not have said U.S. intelligence officials were, quote, guessing about the possibility of civil war in Iraq. Instead, Bush says he should have described the report as an estimate. And Bush also clarifying what he meant by characterizing insurgents in Iraq as a, quote, handful of people. John Kerry seized on those words, saying Bush is living in a make-believe world today. Bush says he's referring to the people who are behind things like beheadings and bombings in Iraq. Bush insists that is a relatively small group of people in Iraq. President Bush says if the U.S. were to abandon the fight against the insurgents in Iraq, those same people would then carry out attacks in the U.S. and other countries. He spoke during a visit to the White House from interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. Bush also says he expects violence in Iraq to increase as the elections draw near there in January. Although teams of technical experts are working to try to defeat the threat, homemade bombs are still the main killers of U.S. troops in Iraq. A senior army officer says artillery shells and other explosives used to arm those improvised bombs are easily available and they can't be stopped. The officer estimating the Pentagon has spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to curb the weapons. So far, that effort has enabled troops to find an estimated 40% of the bombs before they blow up. At least 15 of the first 29 Army deaths in the months of September caused by homemade bombs, most hidden or disguised along roadways. Responding to an election season request from Democrats, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimated today some of President Bush's budget policies and other costs would add $1.3 trillion to the federal deficits over the next 10 years. Democrats said those figures provide a telling depiction of how the president's tax and spending plans, along with other looming costs, would drive huge projected deficits even higher. There's no credible way to dispute the fundamental conclusion. The administration policies call for large deficits with no plan or prospect of bringing the budget back to balance, said Congressman John Spratt of South Carolina. The House has voted to strip the Supreme Court of authority to strike the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance. The bill passed 247 to 173 to prohibit federal courts, including the Supreme Court, from hearing cases involving the pledge and its recitation. But it's a symbolic vote, a politically emotionally charged debate. Democrats say it's just intended to try to harm them in the election. The legislation has very little chance of advancing in the Senate this year and therefore will not become law in the U.S. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, it's Larry King. When did I start being good to my heart? When it was almost too late. After my heart attack. That's when I learned one easy way to be good to my heart is drinking Welch's 100% grape juice every day. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it helps promote healthy arteries, which contribute to healthy blood pressure. So grab a glass of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice and start being good to your heart today.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
When they say that they are the most trusted name in news, between Fox, MSNBC, yes, but Air America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
866-303-AAR0.
This is communist stuff. This is not my country's stuff. I came to this country to have freedom. I didn't come here to be ruled by a bunch of yahoos that do not give a damn about human rights.
We're listening.
Let's just play the music and forget the rest of it, huh? Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Regarding Bush's quote in one of the sound bites I just played for you at the Rose Garden press conference with our puppet, our shill, our I don't know what Alawi is. Isn't he a former CIA paid operative, paid to spy and rat people out? I don't know. I don't know where this guy comes from. He's just another one of the creepy crawlies that emerges from under rocks whenever the Bush crime family is in the area. And says, hey, I'll be the prime minister, okay, and you can be the president. Let me see, who else we got? All right, you come here, you can be the minister of the foreign minister. Okay, who else we got? Over there, okay, there's one over there. You can be the defense minister. That's Alawi. But the statement that Bush made today, I live in America where it's nice and safe and secure. Well, my senior correspondent out in Minnesota, Chris, heard the comment. He said, the way I interpret this is Bush thumbing his nose once again at the soldiers and the families of those who are now dead. I live in America where it's nice and safe and secure. You think my daughters are going to go fight this scummy war? No, no. You think I would ever pick up a weapon and join the active military? Oh, no. But I will send your people. I'm nice and safe and secure in America. You're dead. You've had your arms blown off. It's astonishing. Americans are beheaded. Civilians are attacked on a daily basis. 1,000 of our men and women have been killed. 30,000 Iraqi civilians, children blown to pieces, but Bush says America is more secure because of our actions in Iraq. It's astonishing. It's amazing. He's got to be removed from office, peacefully and legally. How many Americans were beheaded before we invaded Iraq? How widespread was the absolute hatred of this country before we invaded Iraq and started bombing Afghanistan? We were hit on September 11th by criminals. Criminals funded by the Bush family's business partners, the Saudi royal family, and by other Bush family business partners, the Bin Laden family. What we needed on September 12th was an international police force of hired killers, people who would stop at nothing to go get those terrorists who organized the hit on this country. 19 of them are dead. We know that if we believe the overarching story. The 19 who actually did the deed are dead. How many people planned it? How many people organized it? That was our task. That was our job, to find them and to ask for the cooperation, to plead for the cooperation of the rest of the world. A police action. When somebody invades your house and kills your family, you get the police, you get the detectives, you get the people who will find the bastards and bring them to justice. That's what you do. What did George Bush do?
Well, it's time to invade Iraq. I want the oil. And besides, I got to show my dad that I'm a better man than he was. Let's go. Time to invade Iraq.
But what about the terrorists?
I got to invade Iraq.
We're safer, Bush says. Sure we are. Just ask the prime minister standing right there to Bush's right. He's the true authority on everything, right? The guy installed by Paul Bremer. The guy installed. Well, who is Alawi? Who is Bush? Who are these people? We're safer? We're safer now? Forget our own intelligence estimates. Forget everything. Just ask Alawi. Ask this hand puppet standing next to me.
Mr. Prime Minister, are we safer? Aren't the Iraqi people rejoicing and joyful and happy in their huts or whatever they live in, right, Mr. Prime Minister? Huh? Ask him. Ask him, crack White House press corps. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. The Prime Minister here says everything's just ducky. So it is. I'm optimistic about Iraq because I talk to the Prime Minister and he tells me these things. Giggle, giggle. The giggling killer is at it again, right?
Finally, more wind-up toy responses to reporters' question about what Bush meant about consequences if Kerry is elected. Actually, it was the monster, the sneering monster, Dick Cheney, who said it.
Mr. President, the past couple of days you've been talking about the consequences of the mixed messages you say John Kerry sends. I want to ask you, sir, do you mean immediate consequences, not just if the senator is elected? Do you mean that the messages being sent now have a negative effect on the effort in Iraq? And does making the war in Iraq a part of a campaign also have consequences on the situation there, sir?
Well, I think, look, in a campaign, it's, the war in Iraq is going to be a part of a campaign. This is a major moment in American history.
Quack, quack.
These are historic times.
Quack, quack.
And I view it as a great opportunity to help secure our country. As I said before, Iraq is a central part of the war on terror.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack.
Again and again. Warren Rock's part of the campaign. Sure it is. This is a major moment in American history. I'm a war president. Quack, quack. These are historic times. Quack. I'm really Winston Churchill. Quack, quack, quack. I view it as a great opportunity to help secure our country. Quack, quack, quack. As I said before, over and over, Rock is said part of the war on terror. Quack, quack, quack. It's in the campaign. Yes, Rock is going to be a part of the campaign. It's a major moment in American history. Quack, quack, quack. These are historic times. Quack, quack, quack. I view it as a great opportunity to help secure our country. Well, holler, but that's going to happen someday. Boing. Boom. Where are we? Where are we? And finally tonight, continuing to ask her answer the reporter's question, notice how Bush still tries to link Iraq and Saddam to 9-1-1 because he knows that the 50% of Americans who support him are so stupid and so brain dead and so ill-informed and so willfully ignorant that they will continue to buy into it. It never stops. Why isn't the majority of Americans wise to this trick yet? Just last night, if you were tuned in last night, the woman who called in and said she's willing to give her son to go die in Iraq because Saddam Hussein was linked to 9-1-1, even after we played the soundbite for her where Bush said there was no connection. What does it take to wake people up? How brainwashed can we become?
See, 9-11 changed everything.
Yeah.
September the 11th meant that we had to deal with it. Person like Saddam Hussein. Of course, I was hoping it could be done diplomatically.
Oh, my God.
But diplomacy failed.
Quack, quack.
And so the last resort of a president is to use force.
Quack, quack, quack.
And we did.
Quack.
And now we're helping the Iraqis.
Quack, quack, quack! 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 Quack, quack, quack! Quack! We're helping the Iraqis meet their creator. Quack!
Yeah, it gets me upset. Maybe you can tell. Maybe you can tell how upset this sort of stuff gets me. It's astonishing. I feel, when I hear Bush talk, I feel like I'm living inside Timothy Leary's brain. And he's dead. That's how bad it is. Quick break, we'll be right back.
He could, struts all around, like a hood, got us in a world of trouble. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt, and let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout, we'll all feel better in the morning. Passionate conservative, my ass, in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided not united. What's he wanna do now? What's he gonna try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, Smoke RX starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
It's hard to spend even a few seconds around Bush's vacuous brain without, for me anyway, without thinking of bad acid trips. You know what I'm saying? Timothy Leary. All right. The phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you would like to join in. Lisa is calling from Rochester, New York. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine.
We love your show.
Thank you.
The bunny pants and the crime family. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love the references. What I wanted to talk about is how can he have even gotten out of high school not being able to complete a sentence? let alone supposedly be college educated.
Yeah.
I mean, was, you know, the other night you were talking about Kerry using too big of words.
Uh-huh.
At least you can look his words up in the dictionary.
Yeah, well,
I mean, misunderestimated is not going to be found anywhere in this dictionary, in any dictionary I have in my house, anyway.
Right. Right, and it goes and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I was trying to explain to my 13-year-old son the other day. He goes, "What is he trying to say, Mom?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I have to stop listening. He's hurting my brain." But about that supposed mother that called last night about her draft.
Yeah.
Age son.
Yeah, she wants her son to go have his entrails blown out for George Bush, yeah.
If she actually has a son, I feel very sorry for him. I have three sons, and we're already planning on moving if we have to, we have to go.
I hear that loud and clear. If I had a son or daughter of draft age, I would be advising them to get the hell out of the United States until George W. Bush is no longer in office.
Right. I mean, they're 9, 11, and 13, so, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's not going to happen with my kids. My father was in Vietnam. My grandfather did World War II. My family's done. But, you know.
I think your family's probably contributed enough to America's wars.
Yeah. My grandfather was in the Pacific, and, you know, so was my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call him.
Out. Well, I hear you, Lisa. It is a crying shame, as you point out, when we have a president who happens to be the individual man in the entire human race with more power than any human being should have, and he can't put together a coherent sentence, he can't form a logical thought, he is a brain-dead moron. That puts every single one of the 6, 7, 8 billion of us on this planet at extreme risk of instant annihilation, and it's a shame.
Right.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for checking in.
They were scared of Reagan because he was too old, but, I mean, at least he wasn't stupid.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Thanks, Lisa. You have a nice evening. Andre is calling from Miami. Andre, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
Hey, I love your show, guy. You're speaking to the choir, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a lot of lurkers, a lot of Republicans who listen, but they dare not call in.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I just want to call, you know, I tell you, I am scared of a second term with Bush. And the other day I was thinking, what can I do other than besides voting? And I was just thinking, you know, Bush has a problem with speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, and being that the media is behind him 100%, it's almost a bit they're scared of the mob family. You know, they're scared of him. Because if Kerry had made so much, you know, bumbling speeches, they would have highlighted every day.
Yeah.
They're tilting with it. So I'm thinking now, being that I'm a video editor, maybe you can help me with this.
All right.
I was thinking if we were to able to gather up all of the sound bites of Bush, you know, making terrible speeches, and put them into one little, ad.
Mm-hmm.
I would edit it together, and I think it'd be more effective because I think the problem is people are not hearing the stuff that he's saying.
Well, you know, we have. Kathy has put together, Bush, probably 150 of them that we have saved that
right.
we're going to put on a CD at some point and give to our children. Our child, who I hope in turn will give to her children, who I hope in turn will give to their children, as a clear and concise warning of what happens when a very, very stupid, ignorant man seizes power in what used to be a democratic republic.
Wow.
It's a warning to future generations to listen to George Bush open his mouth ever about anything is a clear warning to future generations to be on guard against this sort of madness.
Hey, there was a report in Newsweek reported by the AP, and it said that during a speech when he was addressing pro-life supporters, he referred to the human fetus as feces.
Well, no, that's no, that was checked out by what's Scopes.com. I think it's Snopes, the
right.
website that checks out the urban rumors and legends. That one was not true.
Oh, it wasn't true.
No, it was a good one, but it wasn't true. It wasn't true.
I was losing right. my mind when I read that one.
Right, it could have been true. This is Bush we're talking about, but in this particular instance, it wasn't. Andre, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Bill is calling from Lincoln City, Oregon. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Mike, what is about to unfold is the greatest political scandal in the history of the United States with your cooperation. And at the center of the storm is the President of the United States and his administration. You need to tell your listeners about a book I just read called Forbidden Truth.
Okay, let me stop you right there, Bill. We talked about that book 2 years ago. We're way ahead of you.
Is that right?
No offense intended, sir, but when that book came out 2 years ago, we practically went through it chapter by chapter. On this program. I was working for a different network at the time, but yeah, it's a good book, and I'm glad you read it. But we kind of examined it, parsed it, talked about it for over about a 2 or 3 week period.
Okay, there's something I want to mention to you.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you because we have to take a break here. We'll come right back. All right, stay with us, truth seekers. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
As a brick.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs,
Then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. Comedian Barry Weintraub will join us with some Barry Weintraub comedy. And even funnier than that is Big Tobacco, on trial, trying to convince a jury they're not Satan with yellow teeth. We'll get the inside tar and nicotine from the ultimate tobacco insider, Jeffrey Wigand. Plus, the Morning Sedition Business Report on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Seven before the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Back to Bill in Lincoln City, Oregon. Bill, we were talking about the book by the French intelligence guy and the French journalist, Forbidden Truth, which is just an astonishing book. It didn't get a whole lot of coverage in this country because it was too truthful, too close to the heart and soul of the Bush crime family, and the American myth has got to be protected, and that's what corporate America does. I don't care if it's television, book publishers, newspapers, radio stations, television stations. The myth must be protected. And as a consequence of that belief, the book Forbidden Truth got very little publicity.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I don't know if you knew this, though. You know, there's Unocal that was involved as the major oil company in that pipeline in Afghanistan, and there was a consortium of other oil companies that were involved. One of them was Delta Oil Company.
Mm-hmm.
And Delta Oil Company is owned by a known financier of Osama bin Laden, Mohammed Hussein al-Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Kane, the chairman of the 9/11 Commission, was a board member and shareholder of Amerita Hess, which is a large oil company that has interest in that region.
Sure.
And just prior to him being chosen as 9/11 commission, he resigned his post at Air Amerita Hess and really severed his links to that company because his company and Delta Oil Company merged.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well. How about this? Check this out, Bill. Check this out. Hamid Karzai. Is that his name? Is that his first name, Karzai?
He paid lobbyist.
Yeah, he's a former lobbyist for Unocal, and now he's the Prime Minister of Afghanistan. Isn't that a knee slapper, huh?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Huh?
Mike, they've been adding to that book. They have an appendices now that they probably didn't have 2 years ago.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. All right, listen, let me pass it on to the audience. Forbidden Truth is what Bill's talking about. It's a book that is probably out in paperback now. You need to read it. It's a great book. Bill, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, sir, take care. Jayanthi is calling from New Jersey. I hope I'm saying your name right, Jayanthi.
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I'm honored to be on your program. My husband and I love listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I wanted to share with you what happened to me and my little daughter. We went to a protest against the RNC convention being held in Manhattan.
Yes.
And we accidentally strayed into a frozen zone around Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And the Secret Service and NYPD held me and my 9-year-old up for 1.5 hours for questioning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This man who says he feels he's made America safer,
mm-hmm.
why does he build this wall around himself? Why is he so afraid? This was like 34th Street. They'd cordoned off 34th Street for Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
know, well, this is how he feels safer in today's United States.
I know. It's an outrage. But let me tell you, Bush knows that. I think he knows a couple of things. As stupid as this man is, as terrifyingly ignorant as he is, he knows a couple of things. First of all, he knows that the attack on this country on September 11, 2001, was done with advanced knowledge by elements of the United States government. They may not have known what buildings were going to be hit. Maybe they did. They may not have known that the Pentagon was going to be hit. Maybe they did. But they knew something was going to happen, and they chose to let it happen and see what it was in order to then phase two. Two, to use fear as the only item that they have to sell, the only item in the Republican Party's store is fear. And that's what they're selling to the American public. That's how they're destroying 70 years of social progress in this country, the social contract that we all agreed to over the past 70 years. They're destroying that. They're destroying certain elements of the United States Constitution, amendments to that Constitution that they don't like. And they are doing this by using fear. They're also trying to build empire, an empire that doesn't work. If ever, it should have been clear at this point in the history of the human race, empire does not work. But that's what they are doing. And the only item for sale in the Bush crime family store is fear.
You are the only person who says it as it is.
Well, no, there's a lot of people on this network who say it. You've got to listen to Air America all day long.
I do, but you pull out everything from the Iran-Contra through his father Bush till now. And it's really wonderful that you're giving...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But it may be that I just say it louder. I just say it more hysterically. You know what I'm saying?
I remember how Paul Bremer pulled up his pants and ran out of Iraq.
Yes.
2 days before he was expected to hand over the country
right.
to this Alawi. And no wonder now they want the elections on time because they want to run out of Iraq too.
Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible situation.
In Afghanistan, they said, we'll keep to the schedule.
Yeah.
We don't care what happens to the country.
Right.
We'll have elections on schedule, put Karzai there, and that's it. Forget about the country.
I know. I don't know. Jayanthi, I'm glad you called in. Thank you for tuning in the program. I hope to hear from you again.
Thank you.
You have a nice evening. Oh, I forgot to mention, we love it when we pick up more and more and more stations. 1010 AM in Phoenix, KXXT, is now carrying Air America and is carrying this program. And Bob Christie, who is, I believe he's the general manager out there, isn't he, Kathy? He may have his own program. Longtime friend from Florida. So welcome to folks in Phoenix who may be shocked, I tell you, to hear a program like this. But stay tuned. I'll tell you what, you tune into this program. I don't speak for the rest of Air America. It's all good programming, but let me just talk about this program. You tune into this program. If you're a right-winger, if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you're a Bushbacker, tell you what, you tune into this program faithfully every night for 2 weeks, and you will become, you will regain your ability to think clearly. You will drop your affiliation with the Republican Party. You may become neutral. I'm not saying you're going to become a Democrat or a liberal or a progressive or a thinking individual, but you will get rid of this zombie-like mindset that has infested your brain like so many maggots. Ooh. So just stay tuned to this program. This particular, if you really want the cure, listen to Air America all day long. But if you want to take it, if you want to spread it out a bit, if you're not into shock treatment, if you're into more therapy, listen to this program for 2 weeks. And at the end of that two-week period, you'll be able to think clearly for the first time in probably about 10 years. Now, that's as long as you don't listen to the baby Jesus, that's Sean Hannity, or the pig man, that's Rush Limbaugh, or this psychopath, Michael Savage, Michael Wiener is his name, really. Well, what the hell? Even if you listen to them during the day and then listen to my program at night, do it faithfully for 2 weeks, and you will be free at last. Thank God Almighty. Free at last. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program.
you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Okay. Been listening to you throughout the evening. You are the man. Let me tell you. You are the man. And
hey, it's all entertainment, Michael. We're just, you know, just trying to tap dance on the radio stage here, dude.
No. It's more than entertainment, brother. You're being very informative. You're educating the public, the American people. You're calling for them to really critically think, and we need that at this time. You know, in this day and age.
Well, I'm glad you're part of this scene. Whatever this craziness is, I'm glad you're part of it. Now, what you really called about is?
Is about some of the Bush bites and Bush statements. I mean, for one thing, he says that we have to stay the course. I do not recall him ever mentioning what course is he talking about. What the hell course is he talking about? The only course
I
know of is the four-course meal that I just had for dinner. You know, and then the other thing that really bugs me, Mike, is that he talks about ensuring freedom for Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what the hell is he worrying about Iraq for when he still has his own mess to clean up here in America? And furthermore, what the hell is he even speaking about freedom when he's retaliating against his own critics? I'll never forget last week when a New Jersey mother confronted Laura Bush, asking her, "Well, how come your daughter isn't serving in Iraq?" And she lost her son to the same BS war. She's physically removed from the auditorium and placed outside.
Right.
And the media was there. Thank God that we do have some level-headed media representatives who was talking to this woman, wanting to find out about her grievances.
Mm-hmm.
She is blasting Bush and blaming him for the loss of her son, and then she gets arrested.
Yeah, I know, it's awful. Well, let me answer a couple things you brought up. Of course, I know your questions are mostly rhetorical, but as far as Bush saying he wants freedom for the Iraqis, that's the bald-faced, out-and-out, nasty, nasty lie. He doesn't want freedom for Iraqis at all. What he wants in Iraq is order. He wants a good, firm...
For Americans, too?
Yeah, he wants a good, firm, fascist hand in Iraq that, like Alawi, perhaps, that the Bush crime family can control. He wants order. He wants silence. He wants peace in Iraq, peace that he sees as peace, which means America can gleefully step in, exploit the entire country, take their natural resources, take their oil, control all the contracts for the rebuilding and the destruction that we've done. Now, as far as cleaning up messes, George W. Bush has never cleaned up a mess in his life. You know who's cleaned up Bush's messes? His father, his mother, the Bin Laden family, the Saudi royal family, people who have come in behind this thug and cleaned up the terrible messes and the piles of corpses he has left behind him.
You know, let me give you a little poem regarding Bush.
Okay, quick. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. I'll let you do the poem when we come back. But it's a quick one, right?
Oh, please.
All right. If it's a quick poem, I'll hold you over. We'll come right back, and we'll hear your poem, Michael. Quick break here. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Unasked, won't you join in and fight with the Allies? What could we say? We're only 25 years old. With 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold. This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable. We'd like to play hockey, have kids.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
My name is Julia Butterfly Hill, and I'm an activist. With everything that's going on in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It is time to reclaim what it means to be an American and what it means to be patriotic. Use your mind, your money, your voice, and your vote. Even the smallest action changes the world. For more information, go to www.activismispatriotism.org.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people that we live in a dangerous world, and we do.
Oh, thank you, George. Oh, God, thank you very much. Just try to keep us terrified. But didn't you say at the press conference this morning with your buddy Alawi that you're safe and secure here in America? What the hell are you talking about? Oh, never mind, you're George Bush. Sorry, forgot. Back to Michael in the Bronx. All right, give me the poem, Michael, because I got to move on.
Okay. Everyone knows that George W. Bush is a crook, a cheat, and a liar. So this election, make like Donald Trump and say, Mr. Bush, you're fired. Because if you have wishful thinking, if you want to get back at Bush for treating us rotten to the core, throw him a party, give him beer and sliders, and lock the bathroom door. You call him a moron, I call him a godforsaken jackass. Nice talking with you, Michael.
All right, thanks, Michael. Oh. Martin is calling from Grand Junction, Colorado. Martin, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, well, I took it as kind of a challenge when you told us that, or when you said that Republicans don't dare call your show, so here I am.
Oh, are you a Republican?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, usually what I do with Republicans who do decide to call the show is I leave you on until you say something that is directly out of the mouth or brain of Rush Limbaugh. And then I just don't, you know, I totally lose interest in what a right-winger has to say. I'm waiting to hear right-wingers or Republicans or conservatives who can think independently, who can think clearly. If you're that man, have at it.
Well, that's enough, and I don't blame you. I tell you the truth, I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, bless you. Bless you.
No, I don't necessarily agree with everything that President Bush is doing or has done or does say, but I can't.
Tell me what you agree with.
With President Bush?
Yeah, you said you don't disagree. You don't agree with everything. Tell me something that you do agree with.
Well, I just agree that, you know, that he did something. You know, I mean, he made a decision. He's standing by it.
Okay, now wait a second. If I make a decision to beat my children. Okay? And I stand by my decision. It's my kid. I can do what I want. Of course, there are laws on the books, but it's my kid. Am I to be applauded because I stand by the decision? No, what I'm looking for here, Martin, I'll give you as much time as you need. I'll hold you over the top of the hour. I'll do whatever it takes. Here's what I'm looking for. You said you don't support everything that Bush has done since he's been in office. And my comeback to you is, okay, fair enough. Can you tell me something you do support? You know, a policy that he's promoted that helps you and your family, or helps America, or helps Colorado.
Well, as far as policy goes, I mean, like the tax cuts, that helped me out.
Are you wealthy? Are you a wealthy man?
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, how did it help you?
Well, it put more money in my pocket.
Do you mind if I ask how much? Because I make about $100,000 a year, and I think I got $300.
Yeah, I didn't even get. I got maybe. I think the last one we got was $890.
$890.
Yeah. Well, for me and my wife and my daughter.
Are you talking about the advance on your income tax return?
That's I don't know if that's what it was or not, but that's the way I took it.
Okay, after 4 years, I'm not trying to be smart aleck here with you, Martin, but after 4 years, is that all you can come up with, or is there more?
No, I mean,
okay, what else?
I mean, I'm just talking, you know, policy, but now you're going to put me on the spot.
No, I'm not. No, wait. My intent is not to put you on the spot. My intent is to find out from a man who says he's conservative, Republican, or Bush supporter, whatever, however you identify yourself, why you support Bush. That's all I'm looking for. That's all. That's all.
You know, and like I told your screener, I just, you know, I feel more secure with a guy like Bush. You know.
But how? How many Americans were beheaded? No, wait. Let's have back and forth here. Martin, how many Americans were beheaded before he took office? How many Americans died in Iraq in the past 10 years before Bush invaded the country? How many attacks on American soil occurred after 1941 other than when Bush was in office? He was in office. It was his. I mean, it was his. It was his watch, Martin. Martin, if I hire you to guard my house, and I give you all the weapons you need, and somebody breaks into my house and kills my daughter, am I going to sit there while you say to me, "Well, Mike, it's not my fault. It was the guy who was guarding your house before me."
Well,
am I going to do? How do you feel safer?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, there was attacks on this country before Bush took office, too.
When? Where?
Well, at the World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center? And what happened to the people who put a bomb under the World Trade Center? What happened to them?
Well, they got away. I mean...
They got away? They're sitting in a federal prison in the United States.
I mean, they're not dead, though. You know what I mean?
Okay, but that has to do more with our judicial system. Bill Clinton saw that these people had committed a crime on American soil, and the American authorities went after them and caught them and tried them and convicted them and put them in prison for the rest of their useless lives. What has George Bush done with Osama bin Laden?
Well, I mean, it's
nothing.
Not like just cut and run. I mean, we're still over there looking for him.
Do you think Saddam was a bigger threat to the United States than Osama bin Laden?
Well, that's where I'm going to agree with you there. I mean, Saddam was not as great a threat, but I mean,
Bush has sent an enforcer
for the UN.
But Bush, in attacking Iraq, here's what Bush has done. He sent 1,050 Americans to their deaths. He has sent 30,000 Iraqis to their deaths. He has made the world a more dangerous place. He has done exactly what Osama bin Laden wanted him to do. What every sick, sorry, murderous Islamist on this planet wanted done. He did it. Bush did it. Do you know Osama's biggest ally is George W. Bush. Osama bin Laden, had we unleashed 50 SEALs or 50 special forces in Afghanistan to track that bastard down and bring him to justice, none of this would have happened. But George Bush immediately said, aha, here's our opportunity, and he attacked Iraq, for God's sake.
And
how do you feel safer, Martin?
I'm not going to disagree with you there, Mike.
Okay, how do you feel safer then? Just tell me how, in God's name, you feel safer with Bush in office.
I like a guy who will take action. You know,
take action. Okay, let's attack Ireland.
Well, you know,
that's action. Well, there are terrorists in Ireland, aren't there?
Afghanistan. He did go to Afghanistan.
No, he didn't. He said, what did he accomplish? He sent in 10,000 troops and immediately pulled them out so he could invade Iraq. Oh, Martin. I just, my heart bleeds for you. My heart bleeds for you, pal. You sound like a decent human being. You sound like somebody who just wants to do what I want to do. Raise my family and live my life and get off this planet and get on to the next life. But Martin, I don't know what to say. I'm glad you checked in. I hope you'll call again. Got a break. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Don Henley, Bonnie Raitt, Emmylou Harris, Rush. You've listened to them and many other legendary musicians for years. Now take a deeper look into the artists and their music with XM Satellite Radio's exclusive new series, Artist Confidential, where you'll hear one-on-one interviews and special performances in front of a live audience at XM. Over 130 digital channels, including 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk. XM Satellite Radio.
Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Ritz Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Iraq's interim prime minister had a message Thursday for U.S. leaders. At a joint session of Congress, Iyad Alawi said the sacrifices Americans are making in Iraq are not in vain.
First, we are succeeding in Iraq. The second message is quite simple, and one that I would like to deliver directly from my people to yours. Thank you, America.
Alawi said his nation is still fighting for democracy, and there will be many more setbacks and obstacles to come, but he urged the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq to stand firm. Democratic presidential challenger John Kerry says Alawi is helping President Bush put the best face on an Iraq policy that Kerry says is in disarray. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has raised the possibility that Iraq could hold only limited elections in January.
Let's say you tried to have an election and you could have it in three-quarters or four-fifths of the country, but some places you couldn't because the violence was too great.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday, Rumsfeld told the panel that even with voting taking place in limited areas in Iraq, it was better than not having an election at all. 10 U.S. Army soldiers, part of the Stryker Brigade at Fort Lewis, Washington, were sworn in this week as American citizens. Patty Lane reports.
Please raise your right hand.
Taking the oath of allegiance to the United States is something these soldiers have dreamed of. They come from nations such as Honduras, South Korea, and India, all wanting the same thing, to serve their country and become American citizens. Josip Panajevic is from Bosnia.
Very proud to be here, not have to look over my back and wonder what's going to happen next.
These new Americans will be shipping out shortly to Iraq.
I'm ready to fight for freedom for my country.
After taking their oath, these soldiers did something that's now their right as Americans. They registered to vote. Patty Lane, Fort Lewis, Washington.
For the second time, Ivan is making landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast. This time, Ivan is coming ashore near Cameron, Louisiana as a tropical storm. It has maximum sustained winds near 45 miles an hour. 2 weeks ago, Ivan made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 130 miles an hour. Hurricane Jean, meanwhile, is approaching the U.S. East Coast with 105-mile-an-hour winds. A National Hurricane Center forecaster, Lixiana Villa, says Jean could hit the East Coast in a few days.
We think that the hurricane will continue westward, and it will be possibly a threat to the East Coast of Florida in the next 2 to 3 days.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is the richest person in the USA for the 11th consecutive year. Forbes magazine's Forbes 400 list says Gates' net worth is $48 billion. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab. You get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Friday on the Al Franken Show, Bill O'Reilly's littlest critic, 12-and-a-half-year-old Natalie Beach, will be here to answer some very tough questions, okay, about Bill's book, The O'Reilly Factor for Kids, all right? Is it really as good as people are saying? Natalie's not going to spin this one, okay? Plus, American candidate finalist Lisa Witter, and of course, my gay lover, Joe Connison. Hey, who writes these things? That's Friday on the Al Franken Show.
Oops.
Hey, welcome back, Truth Seekers, and welcome once again to Phoenix, Arizona, KXXT, 1010 AM. Welcome to the Air America Radio Network. What was the caller's last name from Grand Junction? Martin? Martin, yeah. He and I are probably, we probably have more in common than things that make us different. Both Americans, both males, probably both the same race. Both want security. Both want to just live in a country that where things are passably good. Both understand. I think Martin understands that everything here is temporary. Everything. We're temporary. Everything's temporary. But while we're here, you know, how nice it would be just to live without fear. To live within the framework of a lawful, decent society. To be able to travel if we choose to travel and be respected, not bowed down to, but respected around the planet. Oh, you're from America? Hey, how are you? Welcome to England. Welcome to Germany. Welcome to China. And yet, the differences between Martin and me are galaxy-wide. He sees Bush as somebody who provides leadership that brings about security and if not prosperity, certainly ability to pay the bills. And I see Bush as somebody who is the antithesis of everything that is good or decent or honest in America. And since Bush has given his middle finger to the rest of the world, no American can travel outside the United States now without fear of being kidnapped, killed, spat upon by people in other societies, kidnapped by terrorists. How are we safer? Even our Olympic athletes were told, don't wave your flag, you don't want Munich 1972 to happen all over again. No. How are we safer? How are we safer? George W. Bush has made the world more dangerous, not just for Americans, because the idea of preemptive war. Now you all know this, and Martin, you should know it. The idea that the leader of a nation, our nation, the most powerful collection of destructive power ever put together in the history of the human race, and the man who controls that power has the right to preemptively, without provocation, attack another country. I don't care if that other country is run by Satan himself. Well, you know, and Saddam Hussein, some two-bit punk dictator, that had we supported the Iraqi people, they would have dragged him into the streets like they did Mussolini, butcher him and hang him from the nearest lamppost. But no, we didn't do that. We did everything we could to help Saddam Hussein consolidate his power. George W. Bush has made the world unsafe. His policy of preemptive war, you can attack anybody you want. Look what's happening. Who's next? Iran? How much longer? What did I read today in the Times or the Atlantic Journal-Constitution? That the United States is providing Israel with 1,500, was that the figure, so-called bunker buster bombs, those huge mega bombs, the ones that we used originally when we went to Afghanistan to blow mountains to pieces, so that Israel can attack Iran? So that Israel can attack Iran? We're in the process right now. The weaponry is being transferred, sold, bargained, bartered, for whatever, to Israel. What does this mean? Does this mean that the Sharon government is going to launch a preemptive strike? Now, they've done it before. They did it to Iraq back in the 80s when Iraq was trying to build a nuclear, the Iraqis claimed a nuclear power plant. I don't know. It was probably a nuclear bomb factory. But Israel has nuclear weapons. Who's going to attack them? And that's the problem. Somebody will. Do you think the government of Syria is going to say, well, you know, Israel has 200 or 300 atomic weapons. It's time for us to take that country out before they attack us. Is Israel going to say, well, Iran is building nuclear weapons factory. It's time to take them out. Are the North Koreans going to say, well, Japan might come up. It's time for us to take them out. Is India going to say, well, you know, the Pakistanis have been playing a little bit loose and fast over here with Kashmir. Time to take them out. Is Pakistan going to say, you know, we don't like Hindus anyway. Time to take them out. George Bush does it. Why can't we? Martin, George W. Bush has turned the globe into a potential disaster zone, a hellhole. He's a walking poster boy for terrorists, a walking, talking recruitment poster for Al-Qaeda. He's turned the entire Muslim world against us. He's turned natural territorial enemies against each other to the point where they just might try a preemptive strike, and by God, if they have nuclear weapons, what do you think they're going to use? Spitballs! As Zell Miller said, remember, there are almost as many Islamic crazies in the world as there are Christian crazies. Bush, Martin, has incited a global holy war. He has used rhetoric like calling this so-called war on terror a crusade. We are not safer, Martin. We are in mortal danger. We will not be safer until Bush is out of office, and we hope it that happens before we're involved in the use of nuclear weapons. This regime, this Bush regime, Martin, has clearly made part of their policy the idea that it is okay to use what they call tactical nuclear weapons. Martin, we spent 70 years trying to negotiate our way out of true Armageddon, not this biblical slop, but true Armageddon. A thermonuclear war, an exchange of thermonuclear weapons that ends life on this planet. And Bush comes along and says, well, now we can use nuclear weapons. We'll just make them smaller, because, you know, we gotta smoke them out. Martin, you and I have more in common than what separates us. Please trust me on this, okay? I don't know you. I have no reason to lie to you. I don't have an agenda. My agenda is peace. My agenda is raising my newest child, helping to visit my grandchildren, loving my wife, living in my neighborhood, mowing my lawn. That's all I want to do. And do talk radio, earn a few bucks, work a few more years, and retire. Just like you, Martin. I don't want the mushroom cloud that Bush threatened us with. I don't want it. I don't want Bush. You and I have more in common, pal, than what separates us. For God's sake. No. For your sake, for my sake, for our kids' sake. Do you have kids, Martin? For our kids' sake, please, please, please step outside the rhetoric and take a look at the world today and the world as it was 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Okay? Okay. Don't be distracted. Turn him loose tonight. Oh, yeah. I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal. Do mind catching?
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
And now we're at war, but we're at war to keep the peace.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away.
Yeah, we're at war to keep the peace. It's been very successful, hasn't it, George? Freedom is slavery. Oh, well. Mike is calling from Miami. Mike, welcome to the program. Hey, Mike.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, doing fine, sir.
Listen, I'm a Vietnam-era Marine, and I just don't get the military vote for George. The guy's a coward. He's a deserter. And I can't understand why my fellow veterans and active military would vote for this guy.
I don't either. I wish somebody could give me insight into that. This is a man who totally disrespects the military, disrespects his traditions, disrespects the uniform, and disrespects the people who go fight and die. I've never seen anything like this. I would think, you know, there have been presidents that the military had good reason to deeply respect and care about, like, for example, Eisenhower. But then we get to Bush, and I don't see one single thing, not one redeeming factor that would make this guy someone that any soldier, Marine, sailor would have any respect for at all. I don't get it. Maybe you can help me understand it, Mike.
I have no idea. John Kerry is a war hero. He's proven himself. If anybody has been to Vietnam and they know what it's like going down a river in one of those boats, that there's jungle on both sides, there's bush, you can't see anything through there, you're getting shot at all day long, and this guy did that for a living. And you get a guy that's just sort of disappears, won't take a drug test because he's out drinking and partying. I just don't get it.
Let me ask you this. Why do so many veterans, or it appears, I don't know if this is a true, if this question is based on fact or not, why does it seem so many veterans support the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, the ones that launched the attack on Kerry's war history?
I think that it's a lot like Martin. They believe what they want to believe. They hear it from their friends. They sort of get into the clique, and they feel comfortable with it without having to think too much about it.
But I would think that people who had been in a combat zone at the top of the list, and then people who had been in the military next, and then people who had been in any kind of command and control position, and then people who had been on the ground. You understand what I'm saying? That people like that would see that this attack on Kerry is an attack on every single veteran who ever received a Bronze Star or a Silver Star or a Purple Heart. You know, one of the saddest things to me, Mike, one of the things that almost, I mean, it, and I'm not exaggerating, it turned my stomach, literally made me nauseous, and if ever I came close to thinking it's time for me to leave this country was during the Republican National Convention when those people showed up with the Band-Aids on their arms and faces with a Purple Heart inked in, mocking not just John Kerry, but every single soldier who's ever taken a hit. I almost wept over that.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face of any veteran, whether or not they've been wounded in action or not. I was in medevac, and I've seen some guys getting torn up pretty bad. John Kerry took his hits. The guy's a hero. He walked into the bush head-on. He didn't go disappear into Alabama or whatever the hell George did and, you know, hit a bar somewhere. John Kerry did his tour. He did it like a man. And George hid like a woman or a girly man.
There you go, girly man. Mike, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you.
Semper Fi. You take care. Southside Carl is on the phone in Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Oh, hey, Mike, and not Southside Carl.
Oh, different Carl. I'm sorry, different Carl. Different Carl. Well, welcome to the program, Carl.
I was one of those lurkers. I decided to come in from the cold for a while.
Oh, okay.
It's great to hear you back on the air, Mike. You always land on your feet.
Oh, well, thanks.
I don't know where to begin. I'm so furious. I'm trying to keep my my discourse reasoned and dispassionate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I try that every night. It usually lasts for about 30 seconds.
Well, you're very amusing when you go off. We need to hear it. Believe me, we're cheering you. But here's what I want to say. We are living now under a faith-based presidency. And I hope Martin is still listening. Because reasoned argument, dispassionate analysis, and critical thinking skills are anathema to W. All right. The first thing we were told, go back 2 years ago, we were continually presented a false dichotomy or false choice.
Mm-hmm.
We were told that the options were one, do nothing, or two, opt for unilateral, all-out military aggression against a sovereign nation. Those were the choices. Well, when you're arguing with a Republican or one of these right-wingers, the first thing you have to do is point out that it's a false choice. You have to reject
right.
the premise.
Right.
The UN especially said, work with us a while longer. You know, France went out of their way to reassure the U.S. that though they might someday join us in taking direct military action against Iraq, they wanted the combined pressure of economic sanctions, weapon inspections, and the ongoing human rights investigations to continue a while longer.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, this is not analysis, this is a fact. Saddam was contained. and he was under ever-growing pressure. You look back 2 years ago, we didn't have daily car bombings. We didn't have the burnt corpses of American mercenaries strung up on bridges, and we hadn't spent $200 billion on an elective propaganda-driven war. Now, you flash forward to today, and Alawi said, what was it he said, that we're succeeding in Iraq? Succeeding in what? In radicalizing the country? Yeah. Killing tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians? Yeah.
That's awful.
Recruiting for Al-Qaeda? Yeah. Oh, yes, we're succeeding in Iraq, all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's, geez, you just don't know how to break through the people's locked-in mindset.
I know. It is a challenge. I don't know. I don't have an answer, Carl. I don't know.
AW said the CIA's latest report about looming civil war, that was one of their scenarios. The more rosy scenarios were ongoing attrition. Mm-hmm. Because he dismisses these as guesses.
Guesses.
Well, how interesting, because when Rumsfeld channeled intelligence direct from select CIA sources into the White House, you know, regarding WMD or the Rumsfeld parades, oil-based economic self-sufficiency, those weren't guesses, Mike. Those are ironclad guarantees.
Yeah, that was received wisdom.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. You know, Bush says Alawi is the final answer on conditions in Iraq. Not the Iraqis himself, not our own intel reports, but the puppet, the guy that was installed.
Yes, his CIA and MI5.
There you go.
I mean, would we accept someone like that who was put in charge of our country, who had spent the last 10, 15 years with the KGB?
I don't think so.
You know?
I don't think so. Carl, thanks for checking in, pal. It's always good to hear from you.
To you,
I hope you're going to be a regular caller again. Take care, sir. Another break? All right. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. You're listening to Mike Malloy program.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chivers?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Ring of Fire.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I hope you'll join me Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll get my buddy Mike Papantonio of Pensacola on the phone, and we'll see how he's holding up in the wake of Hurricane Ivan. Then we'll turn to a different kind of turbulence, David Duke, the former Klan leader who is now out of federal prison and hatching all kinds of plans to help his white supremacist followers infiltrate the institutions of hometown America. Ring of Fire this Saturday on Air America Radio.
We must collectively get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
Let's have a holy war.
I know. Let's have a holy war. My dad can make the bullets and bombs, and my mom will pack the lunches, and we can all go out and kill people who practice fake religions. Let me see. Like Islam. Islam. Whatever that one is there where they have the camels. Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, too.
Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program.
I have a barn where we can have all the kids go in and we can strip them naked and make them play games.
Right. You used to watch the old Judy Garland, Andy Hardy, or not Andy Hardy. Who was it? Judy Garland.
Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney movies, right, right. Oh, my God, I found a soul sister.
It's so hard to think that he's going to have that juvenile level of thought that he wishes it and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many powerful people around him or so many nefarious people around him that they'll just indulge him as long as they get what they want.
Yeah.
What I would say to the caller from Grand Junction is Bush may be a human being which you could have a beer with. He may be able to entertain you. He may be able to make you laugh. But he doesn't have the strength to control the people around him that make horrible decisions.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. But if I may, Diane, see, Bush is not. I used to work in corporate America, and Bush is a classic corporate America Peter Principle. Yeah, that's a good word. Who leaves in his wake a trail of broken companies, unemployed people, in other words, messes that somebody always has to come behind him and clean up. Plus, what my experience with corporate middle managers like Bush, that was the best Bush could ever be, would be a corporate middle manager. They're liars. They're sneaks. They are womanizers. They cheat.
Their beard swillers. They get drunk and puke in the back seat of the car. They may have a wife and children at home. They don't care. They'll mess with their secretary or try to. I don't like those kind of people. And I've heard that before. I'm not. Please understand. I'm not coming after you. But I've heard that before. That Bush it might be the kind of guy you can go have a beer with. He'd be the kind of guy that I would, if he walked into a bar, I'd be the first one to get up and leave. I can't stand that kind of product produced by corporate America. I don't care if it's been in radio or in sales that I've worked in or marketing or no matter where I've worked.
I've had to tolerate it, so...
I know what I'm talking about.
I know, but I also understand that the people who survive a monster like that still have to make their own levels of communication. They have
true.
Some level of health in that system.
That's true.
And when it stops being healthy, then people desert it like a sinking ship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to leave America. I'm not going to go to Canada. I'm not going to go underground. I'm going to do my job, pay my taxes, and be with other people to see if we can make this turn around.
There you go.
Therefore, we have to stand up. And the people who don't want to stand with me, who are Republicans, do what the Democrats did before when we didn't think our candidate was perfect and stay home.
Yeah.
One last point. This is from Newsmax, which is a source that I think Martin should trust. It is from Monday, July 15th, 2002. It states, at last report, Ahmed Abdelrahman, well, now that was the son. The father was the blind sheikh.
Right.
He is now incarcerated in a supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. Reportedly, security on this latest move was so tight that no one, not even Rahman's lawyers, knew where he was for an entire month. Under an ICE at Supermax includes Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski and Ramzi Youssef, chief engineer of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Martin,
he could ignore that because Clinton took care of it.
Right, exactly. And Martin should rest assured that these people are in a prison in Martin's own state.
And if we had someone who was that strong about doing what he said he was going to do at the beginning, the people who died, instead of wearing their skins around his flesh like a coat, doing the job he had to do, finding Osama, taking down the pyramid piece by piece as if it were an organized crime family. But as you pointed out, if he has a crime family, he's going to leave the other people to work their side of the street. He's going to leave them alone because
sure.
there's too many connections. If people thought that they could invade Saudi Arabia or sue Saudi Arabia in the beginning, we wouldn't have had to have the Victims Compensation Fund. We would have said, okay, it's your fault, pay up.
Yeah.
And we would have had the war that we would need towards all the people whom we owe money to, basically China and China and the Middle East, then instead of maybe 5 or 10 years from now. And I know that the financial markets would hate that, so that's why we avoided it.
There you go.
But
there you go.
Avoiding it by having thousands of our men and hundreds of thousands of people across the world die because of our decisions is not the way to go. We will not have enough to pick the pieces back up again.
Absolutely true. Thanks, Diane.
I'm sorry, my adrenals. Bye.
No, I appreciate your call. Thanks, Diane. Yeah, where's Osama? Clinton locked up the terrorists who attacked during his watch. How about Bush? You feel safer now, do you? Do you, Martin? You really feel safer? The person who originally attacked the World Trade Center is in prison in your state. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Lionel is calling from Hollywood, Florida. Lionel, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are
hey.
You doing?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
Great, great. Let me congratulate you for the program, and I'm really glad that Air America is bringing some light to the American people. I'm a naturalized American citizen. I was born in South America, and therefore I've been living on the other side of the wall.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of familiar with this kind of operations, and I came from a country where 30,000 people were killed because they were thought to be communists, and was in some cases that may be true. We have some terrorists, but in many others, it was just people that thought differently.
Mm-hmm.
when I became a citizen, I'm really a proud American citizen. Let me tell you something. I'm willing to bear arms. If anybody sets foot on this soil, I will defend this country with my life.
Sure, I understand.
Now, in reference to the latest politics, external politics of the United States with, in particular, Iraq, I strongly disagree. I think that our duty will be just go and hand down Osama bin Laden and bring it to the justice. That didn't happen, and I don't know if ever it's going to happen, but all this whole deal with Iraq, I mean, is completely out of line. And is making our country insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Really, today I'm questioning to myself many days, well, what it means to be an American today. Everybody is looking down to us instead of looking up. I mean, I think that we have the potential to make this entire world a better place to live.
Sure.
Peacefully. Not by bearing arms, not by invading countries, not by killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Any war is just devastating. And, in fact, I have an uncle that he's a doctor without borders, and he has told me a couple of stories about Iraq, so they are not really nice stories to hear.
Right.
I believe that I'm in a strongly support of Kerry. The best time I have lived in this country was during Mr. Clinton's presidency, and I really hope that people can open their eyes and see that that's the way to go. We have to defend ourselves, we have to defend our country with everything we have, but there is no reason to go out there and invade somebody just because we thought
mm-hmm.
or we guess that they have weapons of mass destruction. Anybody that is reasonably educated will know that it's impossible to hide these weapons of mass destruction from one day to the other. Where are they?
That's true.
I think that it doesn't make any sense. And being that I in South Florida, which is kind of the mecca of for the Republicans, because there is a heavy Cuban population that
right.
will vote Republicans no matter what. Because some old story about Mr. Kennedy when they didn't defend them and in Bahia de Cochinos, which really what Mr. Kennedy was doing was protecting our soul from the missile crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty much my opinion. I think that we need to open our eyes. We need to see what's going on. And definitely choose the right man for this function. I mean, it's going to be tough. After getting involved in a war, it's not going to be easy to pack up and come back home. I mean, now we're going to have to finish up this work somehow. Really, I hope that Kerry is the next president of the United States, and I really trust him, and I think that he will have the right judgment to finish up this work.
Well, that's my thought and hope, too. Lionel, thank you. This country is a better place to whatever degree because you chose to come here. Thank you. I appreciate appreciate your input. You have a nice evening. I'm not talking about Lionel here, but my experience with naturalized American citizens, and I know people who are naturalized American citizens, people from the Middle East, Israelis, Palestinians, Iranians. I know people from South and Central America. Atlanta has, surprisingly, a large international population. I have a good friend from Egypt. And what I've found with these people who become naturalized American citizens, they understand our system to a far greater degree than we Americans do, which doesn't necessarily mean they're smarter than we are. It's just that because they come here, they choose to come here. You and I were born here. They choose to come here, and they choose to come here because they understand what the system is. And usually the people I've come in contact with who are like that are really, really patriotic. I mean, in the true sense. In the true sense. Not in the sense of George Bush or native-born Republicans, but I mean in the true sense.
We will apply the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us? If the brother knows that it's
It's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live for
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Giving credit where credit is due. The program was engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac tonight. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. And, of course, let us not forget She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, who produces the executive producer of the program.
And by the way, for the people who wanted to know, wanted an update on our two-month-old's poop, poop report, no. We've gone through another 24-hour cycle. But the pediatrician says, don't worry about it. It's perfectly normal with a breastfed baby. Sometimes it'll go a week. So for those of you who are really following this, no, little Molly has not pooped. You know, when she gets old enough, Kathy, and realizes that I said that on a radio program, she's going to hunt me down and do something bad. Anyway, no, we got a couple emails, and a couple of people, Democratic Underground, wanted to know on their message board, wanted to know about if Molly had pooped or not, because we had mentioned it last night, and we're doing prune juice. Plus, thank you for the emails on don't do prune juice. We're going to try Metamucil. Just kidding. Okay, we do have time, do we not? Yes, we do. Darren is calling from North Carolina. Hey, Darren, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a quick question for you. As you know, I'm in a red state.
Me too, Darren.
But it seems that when I talk to people to try to swing them over to our side, even when you present the facts to them, you know, when you say, you know, we've got over a million net job loss, all the uninsured people, gutting the environment, you know, even when you present them with the facts, they still say, well, I'm still going to vote for Bush. You know, that it's almost like they don't even think about it. That they're going to do it anyway. How do you reach out to those people and say, what do you say to those people? I mean, when you present the facts to them and they say, okay, I'll give you that, but I'm still going to vote for Bush.
I don't know. I don't know how to do that, Darren. You know, there's a saying, there are none so blind as those who will not see. I usually don't make any effort whatsoever to try to reason or logic or even emotionally talk with people who can look at a train wreck and say it's not a train wreck, it's a beautiful swimming pool with pretty people swimming. You know, and you're standing there and I'm standing there looking at a train wreck with dead bodies and dislocated train cars and torn up tracks and ambulances all around. It's a train wreck and we know it's a train wreck. And Bush supporters don't see the train wreck. They see a swimming pool with beautiful people swimming. I don't know what. I have no idea, Darren. It can't be done. It can't be done.
But I mean, are these people just that blind, or?
Yeah. Some people have said it's the Stockholm syndrome. The battered woman syndrome, the abused child syndrome, that these Bush supporters are indulging in. And to me that makes sense. Plus we've had 10 years of Limbaugh on the radio pouring his lying, poisonous garbage coast to coast, border to border, across the fruited plain. You get so many people in America now who simply can't put together a coherent thought because what they hear is Limbaugh, you know, this drug-addled freak bouncing around inside their heads in city after city, small town, big town, village, massive city. There's Limbaugh, a lying, filthy, filthy human being who has done more to corrupt our collective ability to make decisions than anybody I can think of in the past 70 or 80 years. It's astonishing. If you're asking me, Darren, I would say don't even try. Just continue to do the best you can in working with the people who might not have their heads calcified. But the people who do have their heads calcified, there's nothing you can do. There's absolutely, that I can think of. You may come up with something, and if you do, please let us know, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. I never know how to answer that because I used to think I had an answer, you know. I did. couple of years ago, up to a couple of years ago, my answer to that kind of a question was, well, it's very simple. You just take one of these right-wingers out for coffee, sit down, talk, show them the facts, source everything you say, bring documentation with you from 8 or 9 different sources. Just be straight, be honest, be friendly. Yeah, that's what I used to say. That's what I used to do. Until I realized, like apparently Darren has realized, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I give up. I really do. I that's what this radio program is all about. You know, just trying to. Well, it's not what it's all about, but what I hope, the back of my mind, is some right-winger who happens to listen to this program, oh, isn't that liberal crap, just might listen to it and go, that's probably, wishful fantasy. But, once Kathy and I had this baby who won't poop, a lot of the energy, well, she does, but she just does every 5 or 6 days. A lot of the energy that I would have spent trying to convince a Republican or a right-winger or a conservative that okay, be a conservative, but Jesus, this guy in the White House is not a conservative. He's a neo-fascist. Can't you see that? I've said it before. I have nothing against conservatives or Republicans. I have them in my family. Real Republicans, real conservatives, bless their hearts. But these demons who call themselves conservatives or Republicans now, these are not, they're not Republicans. They are demons. They are little imps from hell. That's what they are. So, with a new baby, 2 months old, 9 weeks old today, all the energy that would have been spent was spent. To me, righteous energy spent trying to share what I believe to be the truth with people now goes to my baby. Why not? You have a 9-week-old little girl that you get to hold every night, every day, that you get to feed, get to change your diaper. Well, the wet diapers. She won't poop. And you're going to spend your time arguing with somebody about Bush? I don't think so. Hey, thanks a lot for participating in the program tonight. To the new stations who are picking up on Air America, we welcome you and we thank you. And we're going to build your audience for you enormously. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Iraq's interim prime minister had a message Thursday for U.S. leaders. At a joint session of Congress, Iyad Alawi said the sacrifices Americans are making in Iraq are not in vain.
First, we are succeeding in Iraq. The second message is quite simple, and one that I would like to deliver directly from my people to yours. Thank you, America.
Alawi said his nation is still fighting for democracy and there will be many more setbacks and obstacles to come, but he urged the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq to stand firm. Democratic presidential challenger John Kerry says Alawi is helping President Bush put the best face on an Iraq policy that Kerry says is in disarray. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has raised the possibility that Iraq could hold only limited elections in January.
Let's say you tried to have an election and you could have it in three-quarters or four-fifths of the country, but some places you couldn't because the violence was too great.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday, Rumsfeld told the panel that even with voting taking place in limited areas in Iraq, it was better than not having an election at all. 10 U.S. Army soldiers, part of the Stryker Brigade at Fort Lewis, Washington, were sworn in this week as American citizens. Patty Lane reports.
Please raise your right hand.
Taking the oath of allegiance to the United States is something these soldiers have dreamed of. They come from